So anyway, good morning, church.
早上好。
It is always my great joy to open the Word of God with you on this combined service.
我总是非常喜乐的和你们一起打开神的话语，在联合崇拜的时候，我们一起来研读。
So we send him together.
在我们来在这里见他的时候。
We have the communion together.
当我们来一起来领用圣餐的时候。
And now we worship our Lord by diving into His Word.
我们现在呢，我们继续的来敬拜神，我们是靠着来深入的研讨他的话语。
So if you have been with us for the past 6 months, you know we started a series of Book of Titus.
如果你在过去的六个月跟我们在一起都来参加我们的讲道的话，你知道我们现在是在讲提多书。
I can't believe it. It's July now.
我真的是很难置信，现在都已经是七月份了。
And we are still in chapter one.
我们还在讲第一章。
So maybe you know Titus is a short book, only have 46 verses.
我们今天读的这个只有还好只有
46节。
46节。
So, but the chapter 1 has 16 verses.
但是呢，第一章呢就有十六节。
So last month, Pastor Tommy spent about the whole sermon on one verses, verse 9.
在上一次的联合聚会的时候，汤姆牧师呢，他花了整堂的讲道呢，就讲了一节圣经，就是第九节。
So, now this month, I was asked to cover 7 verses.
这一个月呢，我要讲七节圣经。
So you have to bear with me if I speak too fast.
你得要忍耐我，因为我说话比较快。
Or there's another alternative, you will stay here for another couple of hours.
不然的话，你在这里要坐好几个小时。
So I see some of you shaking your head, so I will speak up.
我看到你们当中有一些人已经在摇头了，所以呢，我要快一点了。
So if you remember last month when Pastor Tommy preached us from that verse 9, it talks about the qualifications of the elders.
你们要是记得的话，汤米牧师上一个月呢讲到做长老的人的对做长老人的要求。
So this month we look at this next section.
这一章呢，这一个。这个月的讲道呢，我们是要讲到下一个部分。
So we'll look at the responsibilities of the elders.
我们要讲到长老的责任。
So the text has been read to us.
刚才呢已经读过圣经了。
So if you have your Bible with you, turn with me to Titus chapter 1.
如果你有你的圣经，请把它打开到提多书的第一章。
So while you're turning there, let me ask you the question.
当你翻圣经的时候呢，让我问你一个问题。
So if you have still have a dictionary at home, look up the word shepherd.
如果你还有一本字典在你家里的话，如果你查找牧人这个字的时候。
So you most probably will find some very peaceful definition or description of this word.
你非常可能呢就发现一个非常平和的一个描述。
So it's a person who tends, feeds, and guards the flock.
解释牧人这个呢是一个看顾、喂养和保护羊群的一个人。
So in our cultural imagination, we depict this as a very gentle shepherd carrying sometimes even a sheep on his shoulders.
在我们的想象里面呢，我们可能会描述一个非常温和的一个牧人，他就温和的在带着羊群，甚至把羊呢扛在他的肩上。
So with a gentle staff.
然后呢，拿着一个很柔软的一个长棍子。
And guiding the flock to the green pastures.
指引着羊群呢到那个绿草地上。
But if you ask a real shepherd.
如果你去问一个真正的牧羊人。
So what the job actually entails?
这项工作到底是怎么样子的？
So he will most likely tell you it is a hard work.
他肯定会告诉你说，这个是一个非常艰苦的一个工作。
It's a bloodstained and high-stake vocation.
这是充满了危险，而且是很冒风险，很需要付代价的一个工作。
So in other words, a shepherd does not only just carry a staff to guide the flock.
也就是说呢。牧人呢，不光是拿一个长鞭子呢去引领这个羊群。
No, he also carries a rod to strike.
他也带着一个短棒子来准备要打击打。
He does not just love the sheep.
他不光是要爱羊群。
He must actively hate the wolves.
他也要非常积极的去恨那些狼。
So in other words, if a shepherd only is gentle with the flock,
也就是说呢，如果一个牧羊人只是对羊群很温和
，but passive towards the wolves.
但是呢，不大愿意去去攻击那个狼群狼的话
，so he is not a protector.
他不是一个保护者
，but he is an accomplice of a slaughter.
他甚至是狼的帮凶。
So, but tragically, in this modern church culture, we have developed some kind of intense allergy to confrontation or conflict.
很遗憾的，在我们现代的文化里面，教会发展出来一种对属灵征战的一种错误的反应。
So we live in an era captivated by therapeutic and some kind of non-offensive gospel.
我们身处的这个时代。让我们对福音呢是一个这个福音呢是一个让人放松的不冒犯人的一个福音。
As we are often told that the pastoral leadership must only be positive.
人们常常告诉我们做牧者的必须是要很积极主动的。
He must be a very encouraging and affirming.
他必须是要去鼓励人的去确定人的。
But to name error or to expose false teachers is taboo.
但是呢，如果去指出错误或者是暴露假教师呢，好像就不太受欢迎。
It's widely viewed as unloving and divisive, sometimes even put a label as legalistic.
人们就会认为他是好像没有爱，或者是分裂的，甚至有人会贴上律法主义的标签。
But the text before us this morning utterly exposed that modern consensus.
但是呢，今天我们要研读的这段经文呢，跟我们现代的这个认知呢是相反的。
So if you haven't turned to there, turn with me now, Titus 1, verse 10 to 16.
如果你翻到了呢，请看提多书的第一章的十到十六节。
So let me try this one more time. Let's see. Oh, works. Okay. Okay. Yeah.So to understand the weight of this passage,
我们要真正的理解这一段经文。
So our eyes must first anchor on the previous verse, verse 9.
我们必须要退到第九节去看。
So I read it to you, if you can look at with me. Verse 9 says this.
第九节是这样的，我会念给你们听。
So he must hold, he means the elder,must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine, and also to rebuke those who contradict it.
这里说到长老呢，必须坚守所教真实的道理，就能将纯正的教训劝化人，又能把争辩的人驳倒了。
So you'll notice a twofold dimension of pastoral ministry.
所以呢，你就看到这个教会的领袖呢，他有两面的工作。
So an elder must build up by teaching the truth.
长老呢，必须要通过教导圣经的真理呢，去建造。
And he also must tear down by exposing the falsehood.
他呢，也同时需要去揭露假教师来拆毁。
So the true expository preaching the truth is never just a passive data dump.Of some historical fact or grammatical jargons.
解经式的讲道呢，不单单是一大堆历史事件、一大堆历史事情的堆砌和一些俗语，加在一起。
So it is actually very a defensive and offensive weapon.
解经式的讲道呢，它其实既是防卫的一个工具，也是进攻的一个工具。
So Martin Luther once famously said something like this: A preacher must be both a soldier and a shepherd. He must have teeth in his mouth to bite and fight.
马丁路德呢曾经有这样一句有名的话，他曾说呢，一个牧者呢需要既是战士又是牧人，他需要有牙齿可以去咬，可以去战斗。
So I guess after last month's sermon, after Pastor Tommy preached, he must rebuke those who contradict it. You may have wondered why.
上一个月 Pastor Tommy 讲了说这个长老呢必须他还可以去把争辩的人拨倒了，你可能会想说为什么呢？
So I guess Apostle Paul knows our heart.
我想呢使徒保罗呢他知道我们心里面的疑问。
So he used a little conjunction for to start this section.
他呢就用了因为来开始下面的经文。
This is a hinge for the entire chapter.
这个部分呢就是整个经文的整个章节的一个重点。
So in the first half he explains the requirement, the qualifications of the elders.
在前面的部分呢他解释了长老的对长老的要求。
So now he explained to us why we need the elders have this kind of qualifications.
他接下来呢就解释了为什么我们对长老有这些的要求。
So in the text today we'll look at this from three very simple outlines.
我们今天呢就会讲到从三个方面呢来研读。
So the title of this message is Confronting the Counterfeit.
这个讲到的题目呢叫做直面假教师。
So Apostle Paul first told us what the false teachers look like.
所以呢保罗呢首先呢就讲到这些假教师他的特性。
Their behavior.
他们的行为。
Their motivation.
他们的动机。
So and then the second point is we look at how should we respond to those false teachers.
第二部分呢就讲到我们应该对这些假教师做一个什么样的回应。
So the last two verses tells us the divine condemnation of the false teachers.
最后的两节呢讲到这些假教师应该得到什么样的谴责。
So let's look at one by one.
让我们一条一条的来看。
So the first one is the character of the false teachers.
第一条呢是假教师他的特性。
So if you can see what we already explained, Paul used for to explain why.
我们看到了保罗一开始呢就用因为他来解释这个原因。
So, you will notice Paul started with says there are many.
你就看到保罗说因为有许多人。
So here pay attention to that. There are many, not just a few, not just some, but there are many.
你看到他说有许多人，所以说明不是几个人，不是一些人，而是说有很多人。
So this speaks the seriousness and the urgency of the task in front of Titus.
所以呢，这就讲到了在提多面前所摆的这个任务，它的紧迫性和严重性。
Although in the past we didn't know exactly why Apostle Paul left Crete.
我们在上一节呢没有讲到，没有不知道保罗为什么这样讲。
But we do know that he left Titus behind.
但是我们知道呢，他把提多呢留在那个克里特岛上。
And he has a very serious business to do.
然后呢给他一个很重要的任务。
To appoint elders in every city.
让他在各个城里面呢设立长老。
So here may give us a glimpse of the urgency of that task.
在这里呢我们就看到了他的这个任务是什么样一个情况。
Because there are many false teachers.
因为呢有很多的假教师。
So Paul first tells us the first character he said tells us is they are insubordinate.
这些假教师的第一个特性呢，就是他们不服约束。
So insubordinate basically means they stepped out of the line.
他们就是跨过了界限。
So they don't submit to the authorities.
他们不服在权柄之下。
They're unwilling to.
他们不愿意。
They reject the apostles' authority.
他们拒绝保罗的权柄。
Or as if you use the New American Standard Bible, they translate as rebellious.
在有一些圣经的版本呢，翻译作悖逆。
So basically, Paul is telling us those false teachers, they just want the platform to teach.
所以呢，保罗就告诉我们说，那些假教师呢，他们只是想要有一个平台，给他们去做领袖。
To teach what they believe.
去教导他们自己所相信的。
But they don't have any accountability of submission.
他们并不想要降服。
So they refuse to submit to the doctrine of the apostles.
他们不服使徒保罗的教导。
They want to elevate themselves above the scripture.
他们把他们自己的意见放在高于使徒的教导之上。
So we will see that in the later part of this text.
在后面的经文里面呢，我们还会再看到这个。
But for now, we know they are insubordinate.
他们不服管教。
So actually, we have seen this even in the beginning of the Bible when God created the Genesis chapter 3.
不服管教这一点呢，其实我们在神创造了伊甸园的时候，我们就看到了。
So we've seen that in the Garden of Eden when the Satan tempted Eve, said, "Has God really said something like that?"
因为在那在伊甸园里面，魔鬼撒旦来诱惑夏娃的时候，他就说，神岂是真这样说吗？
So the second one, Paul says, tell us that false teachers are empty talkers.
第二个特性呢，就是他们是一些说空话的人。
So empty talks basically means that they are whose words are empty.
就说到他们的话里面没有什么内容。
The empty talkers doesn't mean they don't talk.
并不是说他们不说。
Actually, they talk a lot.
而是说他们说很多。
You may have listened or you may have been in some gathering, say those the speakers are very eloquent.
你可能在一些聚会上面呢，你会看到有的讲员呢，非常的能说会道。
They're very highly articulate.
他们非常的会说话。
Sometimes even they're emotionally charged.
他们甚至还很充满了感情。
And bringing most of the listeners into tears.
他们可以让会众呢就听得流眼泪。
They're very intensively charismatic.
他们非常的有那个感召力。
But they have a lot of words.
他们有很多的话，
but they have little truth.
但是呢，其中的真理呢非常少。
So if you know, like the Bible, Paul talks about this in 1 Timothy in the same language, 1 Timothy chapter 1.
你知道保罗在提摩太前书的第一章里面，保罗也提到过这样的人。
So in the 1 Timothy chapter 1, in verse 6 and 7, Paul says something like this.
在提摩太前书的第一章六到七节，保罗这样说。
So the certain persons by swerving from this, having wandered away into vain discussion.
他说有人偏离去讲虚空的话。
So desired to be teachers.
他们想要做教师。
But yet did not understand what they were saying.
但是呢，却不明白自己所讲说的，所论述的。
So you see that.Very often in the modern church events,
你会看到在现代的教会里面
there are many people who talks a lot.
有很多人呢都可以在那里滔滔不绝的讲。
So for this, I have to give some credit to my wife.
在这一点上呢，我需要表扬一下我的妻子。
So she always reminds me pastors tend to talk a lot.
她呢常常要我不要讲太多。
So I'm slowly becoming a better listener now.
我慢慢的呢就讲的少一点，听得多一点了。
Praise the Lord for that. So the third one is they are deceivers.
第三个特性呢，就是他们是一些欺哄人的。
So brother and sister, we have to understand why Paul spent the words here to tell us what the false teachers look like.
那我们要明白为什么保罗要在这里跟我们描述假教师是怎么样的。
So their behavior, they're insubordinate.
他们的特性就是他们不服管教。
They talk a lot.
他们谈论很多。
And thirdly, they are deceivers.
第三点呢，就是他们欺哄人。
So I guess this kind of this label can be put on any false teachers.
这些标签呢都可以贴到任何一个假教师
的身上。Because we know the false teacher does not come into church announcing, "Hey, I'm a false teacher."
因为我们知道假教师呢，他们不会来到教会里面呢宣称他们是假教师。
So they do not advertise that.
他们不会宣称的。
But they try to lead people astray.
他们呢把人带到歧路上去。
They mislead people.
他们误导人们。
So they coat their poison in the sweet honey of some religious languages.
他们把他们的那一套呢，加上一些教会里面常用的语言来做一个包装。
Because if you think about that, if we call them false teachers, there must be teachers first.
为什么我们叫他们假教师呢？是因为有真的教师。
So.I mean, they are teachers first. They are also teachers in the church.
他们也是，他们确实是教师。
So, but they are false teachers.
但是他们是假教师。
So Paul here is particularly identified one group.
他在保罗在这里呢，特别指出了一群的人。
So let's see that. So at the end of the verse 10,
在第十节的后面,
so Paul says, especially those of the circumcision party.
保罗特别说，尤其是那些奉割礼的。
So if you read a different English translation, some translation will say circumcision sect.
就说那些割受过割礼的那部分人。
So there are, from this we can understand there may be part of the, at that time, the first century church culture, they are part of the Christian family, we call it.
这一群人呢是在当时的初期教会里面的话，他们是基督徒里面的。
But they insist on the circumcision.
但是呢，他们这些人呢坚持说，基督徒呢还是要受割礼。
So they are basically Judaizers.
他们是一些守律法的律法主义者。
So Judaizers are the Jewish Christians.
他们就是犹太人的基督徒。
So they accept the cross.
他们接受了十字架。
Or we can say they did not reject Jesus Christ.
或者说他们没有拒绝主耶稣。
But they insist something more needs to be done.
但是呢，他们坚持说这个还不够，还需要加上一些东西。
They say that Jesus Christ is not sufficient.
他们就说主耶稣的工作还不够，还需要加。
So they argue that the Gentile cannot be saved unless they are first converted into Judaism.
所以呢，他们就认为，外邦人呢不可能被救，除非他们先加入犹太教。
So they need to submit to the Mosaic law.
那他们加入犹太教呢，他们就需要遵守摩西的律法。
Specifically, the ritual of circumcision.
尤其是这个割礼的这个礼仪。
So I guess that's why they called circumcision party.
所以呢，有人就叫他们割礼的那一小堆人。
So in other words, they were teaching Jesus plus gospel.
所以呢，他们在教导就是耶稣还不够的，光靠耶稣还不够的这样的一个福
音。So it's Jesus plus human efforts.
他们觉得耶稣还要加上人的努力。
So it's Christ plus your work.
还也就是说，基督加上人的工作。
So this was an identical battle Paul was fighting in Galatians chapter 1.
在加拉太书里面呢，保罗也就是在同一场征战里面。
So where in Galatians chapter 1, Paul warned those people that those who twist the gospel,
在加拉太书里面呢，保罗提醒人们说，那不是福音。
So I actually distorted it into something different.
不过是有些人搅扰你们，把基督的福音更改了。
And Paul told them those people is accursed.
保罗还说呢，这些人呢，应该被咒诅。
So Paul told the Ephesian elders the same thing in Acts chapter 20.
在《使徒行传》的第二十章里面，保罗也告诉以弗所的教会，以弗所的长老说。
So Paul told them the wolves would arise from within their own ranks.
保罗说，狼要从他们中间起来。
Speaking twisted things to draw disciples after them.
说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。
So here Paul tells us what the false teachers look like.
这里呢，保罗就告诉我们了假教师是怎么样子的。
So they are insubordinate.
接着呢？
They are deceivers.
他们是不受管束的，他们是欺哄人的。
So Paul here interjects himself. He says they must be silenced.
所以呢，保罗立刻就说呢，这些人的口呢要被堵住。
So this is a very forceful language.
这个话呢，这个口吻呢是相当的强烈的。
So basically it means that they must be muzzled.
就是说呢，他们的嘴呢要把它堵起来，不给他们发声。
So if you have a dog, when you walk your dog on the street, you probably seen this.
如果你有狗的话，你去遛狗的时候，你可能看见这个情
况。Some very vicious dogs, the owners will put the muzzle over their mouth.
有一些很凶猛的狗呢，这个嘴上呢，他们的主人呢就给他们了一个套子。
So this is the language Paul is using. Those false teachers must be muzzled.
保罗呢说的就是这个，就是这些人的嘴呢，就是要把它给堵住。
And Paul tells why.
那为什么呢？为什么要这样呢？
Because they are upsetting whole families.
因为这些人呢，他们会败坏人的全家。
And by teaching for shameful gain.
因为他们 他们是为了要拿到那个财产财物。
What they ought not to teach？
他们并不是，他们是为了得到不义之财而教导。
So here you understand why Paul uses such a forceful language to say they must be silenced.
所以呢，你就知道保罗为什么说他们必须要住嘴。
Because the fallout is so devastating.
因为结果是很糟糕的。
They're upsetting the whole families.
因为他们败坏人的全家。
Here the upsetting means just to capsize or overturn.
败坏的意思就是把整个家都推翻掉了。
So, brothers and sisters, we have to be very careful and serious about this false teaching.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们要对这些假教师呢要非常的小心。
The false doctrine doesn't just damage abstract theological terms.
那个错误的教导呢，不光是败坏、毁坏那个我们的教义。
It actually destroys marriages.
它其实呢会毁坏我们的家庭。
It fractures families.
会毁坏我们的家庭，我们的婚姻。
It ruins households.
我们的全家。
It divides church.
他们会分裂教会。
So in other words, ideas have consequences.
所以呢，这个些观点呢，它是有结果的。
So Paul here tells that they must be silenced. They are upsetting families.
所以呢，保罗说他们必须要住嘴，因为他们毁坏家庭。
So you would ask yourself, probably, why would they do this?
那你就会问你自己，为什么这些人要这样做呢？
Why would those false teachers do something like that?
为什么这些假教师他们要这样做呢？
Here Paul gives us a very important indication.
在这里呢，保罗呢就给了我们答案。
So they are here for the money.
他们这样做是为了钱。
So the text tells therefore shameful gain.
所以呢，叫做不义之财。
So they monetize their ministry.
他们把他们的这个事工呢，变成了一个赚钱的工具。
They use the pulpit as their business model.
他们利用教导的机会呢，来为他们自己谋取全
财。Or in other words, we can say they were spiritual mercenaries.
他们就是一些属灵的一个雇工。
So they, in other words, this is a very, very clear indication of the false teaching if they are here for the money.
如果他们在来到一个地方教导呢，他们为了钱的话呢，就是一个假教师的。
So Paul to make this point clear.
他在这里说得很清楚。
So Paul used their one of the Cretans. They quoted one of the saying of one of the Cretans.
他就引用了一个克里特人的自己的话。
So the text tells one of the Cretans, a prophet of their own, said something like this.
所以呢，他经文里面说呢，说有克里特人中的一个先知说。
So it says something. Cretans are always liars.
他说呢，克里特人常说谎话。
An evil beast.
乃是恶兽
，lazy gluttons，
又馋又懒。
Here this passage or this text has caused so much debate。
这句话呢引起了很多的争论。
So here you would ask why Paul quotes some local or like their prophet。
在这里呢你就想问说，为什么保罗要引用他们克里特人自己的先知
的话？So this is not the only time Paul quotes some extra biblical。Prophets or saints.
这不是第一次保罗引用别的语言。
But we need to understand Paul is using a very, very useful rhetorical device.
他是用了一个很有用的修辞手法。
So they're using what they are. It's a common saying, common knowledge to all of them to make his point.
他呢用大家都明白的来说明他想说明的。
But I want to remind you here, Paul is not canonizing what they are saying.
他并不是说同意他们所说的话。
Nor is he endorsing or what they teach.
他也不是说赞同这个先知所说的话。
That he simply acknowledges that everyone knows this.
他只是简单的指出来说，所有的人都知道这个人所说过这个话。
So he is actually quoting someone called Epimenides.
这个人呢，他保罗引用的这个人的名字呢，叫做艾皮米尼德斯。
So this is from some historical or archaeological research.
这个呢，是我做了一些调查以后呢，
So we're not 100% sure.
我们不是百分之百的确定。
But the Epimenides is the 6th century BC philosopher and poet.
这个人呢是公元前六世纪的一个哲学家和诗人。
Now he is from the island of Crete.
他就是克里特岛人。
So he describes Cretans as liars, evil beasts, and lazy gluttons.
他说克里特人呢是说谎话的，是恶兽，是又懒又馋。
So I do not want you to, after this service, go to a DNA test.
我不想你去听完这个讲道以后呢，去检查你的遗传血统。
Because this description applies to all of us before our conversion.
因为这些特点呢，在我们成为基督徒以前呢，都是我们身上的特点。
But here Paul is making point saying they are liars means they are dishonest.
说他是说谎话的呢，就说他们不诚实。
They are vicious.
他们是恶兽，他们恶毒。
They are evil beasts.
他们是恶兽。
So historian tells us actually on the island of Crete there's no wild beast.
其实呢，在那个克里特岛呢，没有那个野生的动物，恶兽。
The beasts.
兽
yeah. But one historian tells us they don't need wild beast.
但是呢，历史学家告诉我们说，他们不需要野兽。
Because their inhabitants are wild beasts.
他们自己本来就是恶兽。
So Paul said that the other thing is called lazy gluttons.
也说呢，他们是又馋又懒。
So we, in other words, we call them self-indulgent.
说他们是自我放纵的人。
So they don't care about anything else about anybody else.
他们并不在乎其他的事情。
They care about themselves.
他们只在乎他们自己的享乐。
So Paul is you telling us the picture, description of false teachers.
所以呢，保罗在这里呢描述了假教师他们的特点。
So the false teachers, they are not really regenerated.
这些假教师呢，他们不是重生得救的。
So they're instead of the genuine true gospel transforming their lives.
真正的重生得救的呢，他们的生命已经被福音翻转了。
But instead, they let their corrupt character transforming or changing the gospel they teach.
而这些克里特人呢，他们的那个败坏的那个本性呢，把这个福音给歪曲了。
So here at the church, we need to remind ourselves now.
我们也需要提醒我们自己。
So we must learn the how to discern the true from the false.
所以我们也需要学习怎么样去分辨真的和假的。
So for that, praise the Lord for the leadership of this church.
我们在这一点上呢，感谢神为我们的领袖团队感谢。
So my personal experience is a good testimony.
我个人的一个见证呢，我个人的一个经历呢，就是一个见证。
So before they called me to this pulpit last September.
在去年九月份，我来到这个做牧师之前
，So the church invite me to preach once a month for the year 2024.
教会领袖呢叫我在2024年的每一个月呢讲道一次。
So they did not simply look at where I learned my theological framework or theological terms.
他们并没有问我说我是在哪里受的神学的训练。
As though they listen to my sermons.
但是呢，他们听我的讲道。
They ask the question about what I believe.
他们问我问题来确认我相信的是什么。
So they grilled me basically. They grilled me.
他们
so-called.
他们也、
yeah.
他们对我提了很多很难回答的问题。
So they let me preach in the Mandarin congregation and this English congregation.
他们让我在国语的会堂讲道，也在英文的会堂讲道。
So that the congregation get to know me more.
所以呢，这样子呢，会众呢对我就可以多了解一点。
So and then they sit me down and ask more questions.
他们又让我坐下来呢，又问了更多的问题。
So for that, really, I respect that and appreciate that.
我尊重他们这样做，而且呢，我感谢他们这样做。
And I'm happy for all of you.
我也很为你们感到非常的高兴。
Your leadership is doing what they're supposed to do.
你们的领袖团队呢，就是在做他们该做的工作。
So we must be very, very careful.
我们必须要非常非常的小心。
We must guard the pulpit.
我们需要非常小心的来护卫住我们的讲台。
But nowadays it's so hard, it's so difficult.
但是在现今这个时代呢，这是很难的。
I think most of you have experienced saying, you know, we don't get enough from our church, we turn on to internet.
我知道你们大家当中很多人呢都说我们在教会里面没有得到。足够的喂养，所以呢，我们就去网上去。
That is very common topic or the feedback I hear from people.
人们就去网上去寻找一些补充。
But when you listen to the sermons or the teachings from the internet,
当你去网上去听那些讲道的时候
，So what do you? How do you know they are telling the truth?
你怎么知道他们告诉你的是真理呢？
Very often, if I may make a suggestion, you will say, "Ah, I like this preacher."
有很多时候呢，我们说，哦，我喜欢这个讲员。
And what he said is kind of aligned with what I've been thinking.
他所讲的话呢，跟我想的呢，很一致。
So if that's the case, you will never be able to grow in the truth of the word.
如果是那样的话呢，你永远也不会在。真理上面有成长。
You are looking for some third party remote internet endorsement of what you have been believing.
你不只不过是在网上去找第三方的对你所相信的事情的一个赞同。
So, be careful.
所以要小心。
So Paul gives us a very, very vivid description of the false teachers.
保罗在这里呢给出了假教师的非常生动的一个图画。
Or we can say he gives us a very good diagnosis.
他给我们一个很清楚的一个诊断。
So since the characters of those people are very devastating.
他们这些假教师的这些特性呢是非常的破坏性很大的。
So Paul moves instantly from the diagnosis to the surgical intervention.
保罗呢没有停留在光诊断出来这些假教师，而且他是来到一个具体执行干涉的一个阶段。
If I may use that medical kind of analogy.
我们让你想到一个医学上面的。
So a diagnosis and then the surgical intervention.
在医学上面呢就是先诊断出来然后呢做一个干预。
So Paul says the second point we say is the confutation of the false teachers.
在第二个点上呢，就是讲到对假教师的驳斥。
So Paul used the word therefore.
保罗呢用了说所以这样
的连接。Therefore, that means that since the false teachers are some of the people like this.
他前面描述了假教师的特性是这样子的。
So they're upsetting the families.
他们来破坏家庭。
Oh, they are for the shameful gains.
他们是为了不义之财。
They are teaching what they ought not to teach.
他们教导一些他们不该教导的东西。
So Paul says here the second point, don't wait.
保罗呢就这个部分呢就说不要等待。
You need to act right now.
你需要马上就采取行动。
So rebuke them sharply.
就需要严严的责备他们。
So rebuke is something we are very familiar with.
责备呢，我们其实很熟悉。
So in verse 9, Paul already used that word.
在第九节里面呢，我们已经看到这个词。
So at the very end, Paul says to rebuke those who contradict it.
在那里呢，保罗说要去驳斥那些有不同的见解的人。
So in the original language, it's one word, rebuke.
在原来的原文里面呢，就是一个字，就是责备。
So rebuke actually has three aspects.
责备呢有三个部分。
So first thing you need to point out what they have been teaching is wrong.
第一个部分呢，就是你必须要指出来他们所教导的什么东西是错的。
The second thing you need to tell them what is right.
第二个呢，你要告诉他们什么是正确的。
And the third aspect is the necessary disciplinary actions against those false teachers.
第三部分呢，就是对这些假教师呢，要有一个什么样的一个行动，一个惩戒。
So here, notice that Paul did not say you need to sit them down to have a nice conversation with them.
但是呢，保罗在这里呢，你看到了，保罗并没有说你要跟他们坐下来好好的讨论一下。
First, you need to show love to them.
保罗没有说你先 要显示你的爱。
You need to have an open-ended conversation and listen to them.
也没有叫你说你要开放你 自己，然后呢要听他们讲。
Or you want to have a kind of a panel discussion? Let's have a couple of elders and pastors. Let's listen you out.
也没有说让长老几对几个人形成一个团队，一起来听听这个人怎么讲。
So he teach them to、so、cut them off.
他直接就说要把他们切除掉。
Rebuke them.
来责备他们。
So brothers and sisters, this rebuke them is actually a true biblical love.
其实这种责备呢，是一种符合圣经原则的一种爱。
Because modern cultures, inside church and outside of church, dislike confrontations.
在我们的现代的文化里面呢，我们不喜欢对抗。
And many people believe that love means tolerance.
很多人呢相信爱就是容忍，就是包容。
But here Paul says something otherwise.
但是呢，保罗不是这样讲的。
Paul says, rebuke them sharply.
保罗说要严严地责备他们。
So why does Apostle Paul tell them rebuke them sharply?
为什么保罗要这样说严严地责备他们呢？
Because this is for the restoration of the church.
因为这是为了恢复教会。
So let's look at the next half. So rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith.
他说呢要严严地责备他们，使他们在真道上纯全无疵。
So, I guess the question you need to ask is, they may be sound in the faith. Who are they?
你可能会问说，这里说的他们是指的谁？
So this is a verse that has caused another so much debate.
在这里呢，这个地方呢，也是引起了很多的一个争论。
But from the context, the immediate context, what I believe they are the church.
我相信，而且按照上下文来看呢，我相信呢，这里他们指的是教会。
So you rebuke the false teachers.
是保罗说要责备那些假教师。
To protect the church.
而来保护。教会。
So apparently, from the context, we can see some of the church members may have been misled by those false teachers.
所以我们就知道说，可能有一些教会的成员呢，已经被这些假教师呢，已经带偏了。
Some believers may have been drifting away.
他们可能偏到错误的方向去了。
So Paul says here, rebuke the false teachers so that the church may be sound in the faith.
所以呢，保罗说要责备那些假教师，以至于教会呢可以在信仰上的纯全无疵。
The sound here is another word, English word we got. It's a hygiene.
Sound 这个词，纯全无疵这个词呢，是在英语里面呢是卫生的意思。
That means free from disease.
意思是没有病的。
Healthy.
健康的。
So here it says, you know, we rebuke them.
就说要。责备那些假教师。
To help the church back to the truth.
然后呢，帮助教会呢回到一个健康的一个状态里面来。
So Paul next verse tells us what we need to cut off.
在下面的经文里面，保罗就告诉我们说要把什么东西切除。
So verse 14 says not devoting themselves to Jewish myth.
下面一节十四节呢，就说不听犹太人荒谬的言语。
And the commands of people who turn away from the truth.
和离弃真道之人的诫命。
So if you remember when we talk about the Judaizers,
当我们来说到这个这个犹太教的时候
，the circumcision party,
这个强调要受割礼的这一群。
So they add their rituals into the gospel.
他们把他们这些礼仪呢加到福音里面去。
So in the modern days, you probably will hear some preachers go into depths of genealogies.
这个在现代的福音里面，我们也看到有一些牧者进入到这样的
So they focus on some mystical experience.
他们会讲到一些很神秘的经验。
They focus on some novel interpretation of the Bible.
他们会讲到一些很新奇的对圣经的解释。
So Paul here says, you know, cut them off.
保罗在这里说要切除他们。
So Paul here is a very, very serious warning and reminder to the church.
这是一个对教会的一个非常非常严肃的一个警告。
So we need to be courageous when we confronting the counterfeit.
提醒我们说，在面对这些假教师的时候，我们需要充满勇气。
So in other words, the church leader is a man who is unwilling to stand in the pulpit and saying this doctrine is false, and let me tell you why according to the scripture.
如果一个人他不想要站在这个讲台上说这些理论是错误的，让我告诉你为什么。
So that person basically is biblically and structurally unqualified to shepherd the flock.
如果一个讲员不敢这样子，没有勇气这样做的话，他其实没有资格做一个牧师。
So at this time, I really have to turn my attention to the congregation.
那这我呢也想提醒会众。
So although we know this title is the responsibility of the elders.
虽然我们知道这是长老们的职责，
but there's a heavy application to the congregation at large.
但是呢，也可以运用到我们的会众上面。
Because you must cultivate a deep love for productive and corrective truth.
你也需要发展出来，培养出来一种对真理的一种爱。
When the correction, when rebuke comes from this pulpit.
如果你在讲台上听到有指责，
When the cultural trend is exposed.
或者是在讲台上暴露了一种潮流。
When some false teachers are named.
或者是一些假教师在这里被指出来。
And refuted.
被责备的话。
Do not grumble.
不要在那里埋怨。
Do not grumble against the sharpness of the word.
不要在那里指责牧师用了这么尖锐的语言。
So in other words, I beseech you, brothers and sisters, do not mistake clarity for lack of love.
所以我请大家呢，不要把清晰明了，捍卫圣经当成是没有爱。
So it is indeed the highest love of the pastors.
其实这是一种最高。层次的爱。
So when your leaders care enough about your eternal life,
就是当你的一个领袖来关心你的永生的问题。
So I must haste. I don't want to stay here for another hour. So I look at the clock.
我必须在这里停下来。
So Paul tells us the description of the false teachers.
保罗呢就讲到了假教师的特性。
Paul also tells us what we need to do when we encounter those false teachers.
也告诉我们了面对假教师我们应该怎么做。
So finally, Apostle Paul tells us the divine condemnation to those false teachers.
最后呢，保罗告诉我们说对这些假教师的一个谴责。
This condemnation is written in the scripture.
在这个经文里面已经说到这个谴责。
So we know those are divine condemnations.
我们知道这是一个神圣的谴责。
So let's look at verse 15.
我们请看第十五节。
So 15 says, to the pure, all things are pure.
在洁净的人，凡物都洁净。
But to the defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure.
在污秽不信的人，什么都不洁净。
But both their minds and their consciences are defiled.
连心地和天良也都污秽了。
So at the first look, you may think about what Paul is Paul saying here.
你这样乍眼看上去，你可能不太明白。
It doesn't flow well from the previous verse.
他是不是说到别的事情上去了
？So, but actually, let me explain to you.
让我解释给你听。
So we remember we say the circumcision party.
我们记得刚才我们说过那些要割礼的要求割礼的。
They are Judaizers.
他们是犹太人。
So in their belief,
在他们的相信里面，
they believe the purity comes from the external rituals.
他们相信呢圣洁是来自外面的一些行为。
So here Paul is saying actually to make a reference to what they are teaching.
所以在这里保罗呢就是在指他们所说的
所教导。So Paul says to the pure all things are pure.
所以呢保罗说洁净在洁净的人凡物都洁净。
So it has nothing to do with what you touch, what you not don't touch, what you eat, what you don't eat, what you do, what you don't do.
这跟你吃什么不吃什么 你触摸到什么不触摸到什么没有关系。
So Paul is directly countering those teachings.
保罗在这里呢，就直面的来跟他来指证这些错误的教导。
So I also want to remind you here, Paul is not teaching the so-called moral relativism.
我也想提醒说，保罗在这里呢，并不是教导一种相对的道德观。
He is speaking about the ceremonial purity rituals of those false teachers.
他是在讲那些假教师所说的那种仪式上的洁净。
So Paul here says It says here, nothing to the defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure.
保罗在这里呢也说，在污秽不信的人，什么都不洁净。
So in other words, it doesn't matter what you do externally.
他说，就是无论你外在的、外部的，你做什么。
So unless your heart has been regenerated by the Holy Spirit,
除非你的心是被圣灵所重新重生的。
There's nothing that will make you pure.
没有什么东西可以使你圣洁洁净。
So it says here, then verse 16.
在第十六节。
So they profess to know God.
他们说是认识神。
But they deny Him by their works.
行事却和他相悖。
So this is a very, very vivid contrast.
这个呢，就是一个非常鲜明的一个对比。
So they profess to know God.
他们嘴上承认相信神。
But their behavior, their act, the way they live their life actually contradicts what they profess.
他们的生活方式，他们的行为，其实呢，跟他们嘴上所承认的是矛盾的。
So in other words, we can simply say their profession contradicts their practice.
所以我们可以说，他口上承认的和他的行为呢是矛盾。
So in other words, they may speak the language of Zion, but they behave like Babylonians.
所以呢，我们可以说他们是使用着西安的语言在说，在做巴比伦的事情。
So Jesus warned those people.
主耶稣也警告过这一类。
So in Matthew 7, he says that not everyone who says Lord, Lord.
在马太福音的第七章，耶稣也说，不是每一个称呼主啊主啊的。
So we know saving faith, the true faith, will always produce obedience.
我们知道真正的信心，就是那个得救的信心，是会产生出来一个谦卑顺服。
Not the perfect obedience.
不是完美的顺服。
But the transformed obedience.
但是一个生命被翻转以后带来的顺服。
So your life must be transformed.
所以你的生命必须要被翻转。
So because this here, because what they profess and what they act are quite different.
因为他们嘴上承认的和他们行动所出来的是矛盾的。
So Paul gives us three adjectives to describe those people.
所以呢，保罗在这里使用了三个形容词来描述这样的人。
So they're detestable.
他们是可憎恶的。
They're disobedient.
他们是悖逆的。
They're useless.
他们是可废弃的。
So those were a very strong words in the original.
这三个词呢都是非常强的词。
So they're detestable, therefore, the first one.
第一个是他是可憎恶的。
So detestable means they're abomination to the God.
是说他们在神面前他们是不顺服，令人厌恶的。
So as if something is very, very rotten and emits some bad odor.
这个词呢是形容一些很败坏的东西，散发着一个令人恶心的气味的。
So because what they say, what they profess is completely different from what they do.
因为他们所口里面所出来的和他们所做的是完全的不一样。
So this word is used in the Old Testament to describe some very violent pagan god.
所以这个词呢是用在旧约里面，是用在描述一些外邦人的假神的。
So here Paul says God doesn't look at your fancy sermons or fancy speeches.
保罗在这里面并没有看这些人嘴巴上面会说出来多么漂亮的言语。
But find their spiritual vileness.
但是呢，直面他们的，看到他们的那个属灵里面是令人作呕的。
So the second one, they are disobedient.
第二点呢是悖逆的。
The disobedient, we see that they are insubordinate, right? They're insubordinate.
悖逆的就是说他们不服管教。
They're rejecting the authority of God.
他们拒绝神的权柄。
So the third one is they are unfit.
是第三点呢，是说他们是可废弃的。
Or they're unfit for any good work.
他们可废弃，不能做任何。
Unfit is here is a reprobate or useless.
可废弃就是说完全无用的。
It's completely trash.
完全就是垃圾，没用的。
So in the original, it's a word used on the marketplace.
这是在古代用在市场上面的一个词。
The marketplace, there are some sales or the examiners to see the purity of a coin.
市场上有一些人呢，他们专门检验那个钱币是不是真的。
So in the Greek language, it's called a dokimos.
这个呢有一个专门的希腊词。
The dokimos start with A.
这个词呢是以 A 开头的。
So if the sales see this coin is a defect, they say the purity is not good enough.
如果这些检验钱币的人发现这个钱币呢不够纯净，
Now he will stamp this coin with the letter A.
他会在这个钱币上面盖一个章，就是 A.
That means this needs to be thrown away.
所以他们就表明说这个钱币呢是可以被丢弃的。
So that's a reminder, not everything marked with A is a good thing.
这里呢告诉我们说不是所有有 A 的就是好的。
So we need to be, that's a good, it's another good reminder, not all those eloquent fancy speeches, those false teachers are the true, the truth.
所以呢也提醒我们说那些很会说话的，很会讲到看上去很好的，不一定是他教导的是真的。
So if we look back on those, the passage in front of this morning,
当我们来回看这一段经文的时候，
So we see what the false teachers look like.
我们知道了假教师是什么样子。
We see their characters.
我们看到了他们的特性。
And we also understand why they do what they do.
我们也知道他们为什么要做假教师。
And we also learn that from Apostle Paul how we should respond to them.
我们也知道了怎么样，我们应该怎么样来回应这些人。
And we also find in the last two verses we see their condemnation.
我们最后呢也看到了对他们的谴责。
But this the something here wonderful.
在这里呢有一很奇妙的。
So they when we say they are detestable, disobedient, and worthless.
当我们说他们是是可废弃的。
This should serve as a reminder to all of us here.
其实我们也是在提醒我们自己
每一个。Because when the Holy Spirit saved us,
当圣灵救了我们
，so the Holy Spirit changed our lives.
圣灵改变了我们的生命。
The Spirit regenerated us.
重生了我们。
Or we say we were born again.
所以我们说我们重生了。
But do you remember before that?
但是呢，你记不记得，在我们重生之前
，We were all like that.
我们所有的，我们都是像这样子的。
We're detestable.
我们是令人憎恶的。
We're disobedient.
我们是悖逆的。
We're useless.
我们也是可废弃的，在神的眼中。
So, brothers and sisters, as we come to the end,
当我们来到最后的时候
，So we must remind ourselves.
我们必须要提醒我们自己。
So the mandate of Titus 1:9.
在第九章一到
第一章第
一章第九节
remains fully binding in the modern days.
仍然是有效力的，有约束力的。
So we need to teach the sound doctrine.
我们需要来教导纯全无疵的。
We also need to refute those who teach false teachings.
我们需要教导纯全无疵的真理，我们也要去责备。
So we must pray for our elders.
我们要为我们的长老们祷告
pray for your pastors,
为我们的牧师们祷告
who possess the biblical backbone to instruct in sound doctrine,
使他们在他们有这个勇气去教导纯全无疵的真道
and sharply refute those false teachers,
而且去严严地责备那些假教师
so to the congregation,
对我们会众来说
so I repeat cultivate a love for the truth,
我们也要培养一种对真理的一种热爱
and develop your discernment
我们也要发展出培养出来一种辨别真理的能力
so that the word of truth richly dwell in you
愿意这个真理的话语 在你里面丰丰富富的。
So may God raise up elders who hold fast the sound doctrine at this church.
愿我们的神使我兴起我们的坚守神话语的长老。
And may we all remain steadfast in the pure gospel of Jesus Christ.
让我们都坚守在主耶稣的纯正的福音上面。
The gospel of salvation by grace alone.
这个福音是单单靠着恩典的。
Through faith alone.
单单通过信心的。
And in Christ alone.
单单在主里面的。
And according to scripture alone.
而且是单单根据神的话语来的。
And for the glory of God alone.
也是单单为着神的荣耀的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for this message.
天父，我们谢谢你为这个信息。
Thank you for your teaching and reminding.
谢谢你教导我们，提醒我们。
So thank you for commanding us to instruct sound doctrine.
我们谢谢你教导我们要来教谢谢你要我们来教导纯正的福音。
And also we thank you for giving us the courage to refute those who teach false teachings.
也谢谢你给我们勇气来斥责那些假教师。
So may we continue to hold fast the truth from the Bible.
愿我们继续紧紧地坚守在圣经的话语上面。
May we all richly blessed by the word of God.
愿我们都被神的话语丰丰富富地来赐福。
May your name be glorified.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣的名。